I see that he's on calcium, vitamin D, and a bisphosphonate. What are some of the long-term health preventive strategies you utilize in this situation?
I think this is a very important question. Many men are receiving androgen deprivation therapy for a long time, and I'm sure we need to pay more attention to the long-term side effects. And osteoporosis is one side effect of androgen deprivation, obviously. Unfortunately, I think only a minority of men are being managed a proper way regarding the bone loss. My practice is really not only to use vitamin D, calcium, and strongly recommend physical activity to these men, but also I'm doing a bone osteodensitometry, so mineral bone density measurements from time to time, so that we can actually switch these men to more potent agents such as denosumab, for example. And I think this is important. A recent example regarding that was provided at ASCO some 6 months ago, where the P3 trial was looked at. And actually, this is a randomized trial of enzalutamide plus or minus radium-223. And they actually look at the incidence of fractures, clinical fractures, in men, depending on whether they were on denosumab. And it's impressive the difference that was shown in June. I think more and more we should pay more attention to bone loss and bone health in general in all the patients with prostate cancer receiving ADT.